Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
But hundreds of doctors, medical workers, nurses come out and tell people what they're seeing. Many of them have come out. I mean, I've seen probably 20 doctors at least. You've seen them too. And they always get taken off YouTube. They always get taken off Facebook. They get taken down everywhere. Saying, yeah, this old lady came in dying of heart failure at 90 years old. They put COVID-19 on the deal. And doctors saying, we get pressure by the hospital. First time ever to say COVID-19. It's a car wreck. But let's go to this little piece ahead of Josiah Dan joining us, of myself at the shooting range today with the crew having a little fun. And I channeled, I was possessed by Bill Gates at the end. Here is that report. We'll go to break, and then we'll come back with Josiah Dan, unfiltered live broadcasting worldwide. Alex Jones here in Austin, Texas, my buddy Tim, and he's a little bit better shot than I am with handguns. I'm a pretty good shot with most handguns and revolvers, but with this Smith & Wesson 500 I bought about 4 years ago, I just can't seem to hit the side of a barn door. And yes, a lot of people claim that handguns and rifles have big kicks. I've not experienced that even hand-holding Bear 50 cals and shooting them repeatedly. But this baby does hurt my wrist, so hopefully he can show me how to shoot more accurately and how to not hurt my wrist. So first I'm going to shoot it how I normally would, and then Tim's going to give me some tips. That clacked my teeth. I'm going to be a wimp today. You've seen me shoot once. Now Tim can. We're going to test out this made-in-China double-barreled shotgun. If anything ever is going to blow up in your face, this is it. So we pray to the good Lord it doesn't happen. Pretty fun. It was so close the wadding went through, except for a few pellets on it.
That's a good group.
Greg Reese from Infowars.com just got kind of my dream gun right here. It is a Galil Ace pistol in 5.56. Israel IWI Middletown PA. Very excited. This will be my first time shooting it. I just rough sighted it in with a laser barrel bore sight. And now we're going to see how the sights are here, how it shoots.
The idea, Tim, is to hit the head, not the body. It's like the body's a hostage.
I'm going to try to shoot the bad skeleton man and not the hostage.
First, I was dead on, only hitting the hostage taker. Until I realized there were too many people that Bill Gates and the Clintons and others are right. Jeffrey Epstein's right. Everybody has to die, including the children. That's why I decided to go ahead and kill this archetypal child to save the earth from humans. Both the adults and the children must die. Hail Bill Gates! Hail the post-human error! Death to all! We need more child death!
Things like reducing child to death. And
Doc Video! Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale, we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
425-3-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also support of you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We are 69 days out from the Homeland Security CDC announcement. That's over 2 months of complete lockdown, and already the global depression has begun. Josiah Dan is a registered nurse with over 20 years experience working in healthcare industry, and he gave a very powerful speech. It's posted to band.video and infowars.com. It's being banned off YouTube, other platforms, anything viral, medical doctors and others exposing the fraud, they get banned. But here's the conclusion of what he had to say, and we'll go to him live on this Sunday transmission. So here is Josiah Dan.
Cease and desist of your current course of action. And this is for all of us. We stand at a precipice and have before us a choice. From behind comes a torrent of destruction, a new normal that threatens the very freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and by the Bill of Rights. This torrent is actively washing over all that we hold sacred, our families, our heritage, our faith, and our freedom. By God, our very way of life. Will we allow ourselves to be washed over the edge into the fathomless, desolate pit of tyranny, oppression, degradation, and moral decay? Or do we fight the flowing current and grasp others along the way to get back to the shores of liberty, justice, and the American way? With the great almighty Lord in heaven as my witness, I will not go plunging over the edge without fighting with every last breath, striving with every ounce of my being to arrive on the other side for the sake of my child, my wife, my family, my people, my nation, and my God.
All right, Josiah Dan joins us now. To talk about the situation and, you know, where he lives and what he's witnessing and what he sees unfolding. But just remember, when I was talking to Joe Rogan last Thursday, that's big international news now, what was the final straw for him to leave YouTube? It was that they were banning doctors and nurses and others that came out and said, look at the CDC's own numbers. This thing kills less than the flu. So what is this all really? Well, they now admit from Brazil to Europe, it's about shutting down capitalist countries. And it's the blue cities and blue states, the communist states. That's how they reverse the colors that do this. But see his full speech at Connecticut. RN speaks out about tyranny and the COVID hoax. That's at newswars.com. But joining us now is Mr. Dan. Josiah, thanks for coming on with us. One of the few platforms that is free. Thank you. One of the few platforms that is free so that people like you actually have a platform. What do you... Before we get into why you went public and why you're speaking out, what's happened since you went public and what's been viral, what do you make of the attempt to silence medical professionals in America and in Europe from your speech?
I think that there's a lot of things going on with media outlets to suppress truth, because once people figure out what's true, you can't just stand around and do nothing anymore. And So they're really preventing the flow of truth to come from basically anywhere.
I could ask a lot of questions, but where do we start? What was your process of waking up or going to a rally or speaking out? What is your overall view on where we currently are?
My view on how I got to where I am is that I support lots of different organizations like Open States and Convention of States, and that's actually how I found out about the rally that I attended. Was I got an email from Open States about a Connecticut Liberty rally, and I was like, oh, I'd really be interested in checking this out. So I talked to my wife, and she was comfortable to going with me because we have a six-month-old child now. And so we attended the event, and I heard some speakers say things that I knew were true, and it was about everything going on. And I was really appreciative of the event and the people that spoke there. And so I went and talked to the gentleman that had sponsored and started the event and the organization itself, ConnecticutLiberty.com. And he had a conversation with him about being able to speak because my wife inspired me to get up there and actually do something rather than just be a passive, you know, watcher.
Could you imagine 5 years ago, even a year ago, hearing, oh, if doctors or nurses get up and say what they've seen, they'll be banned on YouTube, they'll be banned on Facebook, because it's on record. If the president tweets what a doctor says, they'll ban it, saying, well, that's not what the UN says. I mean, this is getting crazy.
Yeah. So about 3 years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I had an event happen in my family where my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and it drove me to search out alternate methods of treatment, and it was at that time that I really realized that there's a lot of censorship when it comes to actual like health freedom and understanding the truth about how your body works, and that there are people out there, medical professionals out there, doctors, that treat things a different way, and that they actually don't have a platform to do so. And states in this country, like Texas and California, have actually made it very difficult for medical practitioners to do things that appear to be unorthodox, even though they have statistical validity in what they're actually doing. So 5 years ago, yeah, I probably would have thought, nah, it's crazy. 3-4 years ago, I had a very different opinion, and that's kind of some of the things that started to open my eyes about what to look into. And I'm a digger. I spent a lot of time in nursing school digging through resources online and books. I used to piss my wife off a lot because I would stay up to 3-4 in the morning finding detailed information about things that I thought were kind of crazy at the time. Yeah.
It's that search for knowledge. It's like when you find the UN's own website with thousands of pages about sterilization vaccines they're testing on people all over the world.
Yeah.
And then you turn in the news and go, oh, that's a conspiracy. And you're on the UN's website and they admit they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's craziness. And there are things that over the past 10 years since I went to nursing school and graduated, that was kind of the event that made me really start looking at healthcare issues, because I was learning about it in school and learning about how to care for patients well. And I had questions about why I was expected to do particular things for myself, like flu shots. Like I don't receive a flu shot. I choose not to for my own medical reasons, because I understand.
Spend a few minutes on that without me just blurting out why.
Sure. Yeah. When you receive a flu shot, the purpose of it, at least what we're told, is to try and protect the community at large from receiving the flu as a virus and having any detrimental impacts from it. And as a medical professional, they tell us, like, this is your duty to receive this vaccine so that you're protecting your patients. And in so doing, you're benefiting the community at large, not just in the hospital, but outside of the hospital and in society. But when you look into research on the flu vaccine itself, you come to an understanding that things aren't as clear as what they tell you they are. So if you receive multiple seasons of flu shots, you actually, so say you get a flu shot 2 years in a row, you're more likely to actually get the flu on year three than you would have been if you had never gotten a flu shot in the first place, and you're actually more likely to have a more detrimental impact on your system than you would if you'd have never received the flu shot. And it's because you're actually not receiving a conference of immunity from natural exposure. So when you're exposed to a flu virus, you're exposed to it and your body recognizes it, it defends itself, it defeats it, and then you get conferred immunity to yourself, which is what we're talking about with like natural herd immunity. When you receive a vaccine, you receive a small snippet of that virus, and it doesn't have the whole stranding out there to allow your body to recognize that there are, you know, more bits of DNA or RNA, depending on what kind of infection you're talking about. And so you don't get the conferred immunity to all the different or multiple different variants.
Exactly. It never works. The studies show it lowers your overall immunity. And then they can add Trojan horses or have mistakes, and they have liability protection. It's just worse from there. So let me ask you this when we come back. Where do you see all this going? Because you have the UN coming out last December admitting, okay, vaccines are hurting people. There's been a cover-up. What are we going to do? And now you see this big explosion, this big takeover. Now they have the mRNA vaccines that actually go into the cell and change the body's makeup. So there seems to be a failing forward, a panic because they're being exposed to just power grab all of reality.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Josiah Dan is our guest. We are live.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So if you had a sheet of, say, 20 checkboxes for tyranny, COVID-19 clicks them all. A world currency, a tracking system, a way to get rid of cash, a way to control people's movements, a way to go after their free speech. The list just goes on and on and on and on. And now we're told, oh, if it's not the WHO, who's funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that are a front for vaccine companies that have been given liability protection, well, you don't have that speech. So now hundreds of medical doctors and nurses that have come out, talked about their practices and their patients and what they've seen, they've been silenced. What was it like for you, Josiah Dan, again, a nurse that gave a speech a few days ago that's gone viral? What was it like for you to watch all these, many of them well-known, Cedars-Sinai, probably the top hospital in the U.S., arguably, came out and said, Trump's right, we have light therapy for viruses in the lungs, that they just banned their YouTube channel. I mean, what's behind that? What was it like watching that for you?
Like I said, it's a suppression of truth. It's a suppression of peer-reviewed data. When you realize that there are treatments out there that are effective for things and you tell people that they don't exist or that it's craziness or quackery, even though you know that the data actually demonstrates that there's truth and reality to how they function, we as citizens of this country particularly, but citizens of the world that see these things, we should severely start to question our governing authorities, the governing authorities of organizations like the CDC and the FDA and the WHO, because there are problems with their authority figures. Many of their authority figures go back and forth between industry and then as regulators. So if you're ahead of the CDC and you work for a pharmaceutical company and then you become the head of the CDC, well, you have a bent that is different than someone that never worked for a pharmaceutical company. And then if you go back to the pharmaceutical industry after you've worked for the CDC for a couple of years, you know, your likelihood to advocate at the CDC for particular vaccines.
It's a total revolving door. Look at Fauci. He's not just involved with the vaccine company making all this money. He got $100 million from Bill and Melinda Gates just last year. He helped run drills for the takeover. And then he's heavily involved controlling NIH funding under Obama to the very Wuhan lab on COVID-19 chimera viruses. I mean, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's insanity.
So as a registered nurse working, I mean, what are the other nurses and doctors? I mean, what percentage of them are saying, yeah, this is BS? Because most of the ones I talk to are just like, yeah, this is way overblown.
So I think very differently than most of my peers. There are some people that question things. They're questioning about this particular event. Some people are. And I wouldn't say the majority of them are. I've had conversations with some of my peers that are more advanced in their education than myself, being PAs or in other levels of healthcare, that are questioning, like, why are we doing all this stuff to limit people's ability to move around and to get in contact with other people? They ask those types of questions because the data doesn't seem to make much sense with what's happening with COVID-19.
Exactly. Here it is right here. Lockdowns failed to alter course of pandemic, J.P. Morgan study claims. Why do you think it's the areas with the lockdowns that have the highest death rates? Because J.P. Morgan's done the numbers with their big supercomputers, and they say it's a fraud.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, the people that question are probably fewer in the healthcare community than the majority. You know what I mean? Like, the majority of people don't question exactly what's going on. They kind of get caught up in the hysteria, and they look to the CDC and they take what the CDC's recommendations are and don't actually look at the fact that, well, the CDC as a governing organization is supposed to dispense good information. So you're taught in medical school or in nursing school to trust what the CDC says. And unless you're doing what I'm doing and digging around, you don't actually have a reason necessarily to question until you see something blatant, like what's happening with this. Like, we know that the CDC sent out test kits that were, had problems, that were either contaminated with the virus or were not giving us accurate data. And that started to make medical professionals question, well, what's going on at the CDC that this is actually happening? And, you know, you got the president of Tanzania receiving testing kits, and then you're getting goats testing positive for COVID-19, which, okay, that might happen because it's potentially an animal disease. But why the heck is a piece of fruit, pawpaw fruit, positive for COVID-19.
Now, look, that guy's a famous biologist. He figured the UN funding was fraudulent, so he sent the papaya and goat to get tested, and the kids found they were positive, showing they want the highest number possible in these tests.
I agree. I agree in general with that, yes.
Since your video went viral at the speech you gave about reopening the economy, have you gotten any negative feedback?
From who?
Well, no, I mean, have you got any trouble at work or anything happened since your video got millions of views?
I've been trying to not be very vocal about it at work. I've had some people come to me and congratulate me on what I said. Personally, at this point in time, my wife has been furloughed from her position, and I am the only breadwinner right now in the home, so I don't want to make a bad spot for myself and get fired.
Hey, listen, you're an American. You have a right to come out as a citizen, not about your job. You have a right to say as a citizen what you think of COVID-19.
That is true, but I also don't want when I announced in my speech who I was, I made sure that I said I'm not speaking for any corporation or organization, and I don't.
Well, that makes sense. So when we come back as a citizen, but also as somebody that's informed, then I want to give you a chance to give a short speech again about just to the viewers about your points instead of me asking questions. Then I've got some other important points I want to hit as well. But I got to tell you, folks, that's why we're live here on this Sunday. I was thinking about doing a rebroadcast today, but I found out we could get Mr. Dan on the show. I wanted to get him on because his words again resonated with people. They resonated with common sense, and now as we learn, the Democrats never want to reopen cities, and socialists and communists don't want to open cities anywhere in the world. It's really an incredible time to be alive. We're going to go to break here in just a moment, come back with our guest, and he can cover whatever topics he wants, and give us his own little speech, which we look forward to seeing. But separately, we are funded by viewers like you. And we sell things and promote things that we know are essential for your body, and we know are good and high quality. Like Ultimate Krill Oil, the highest quality krill oil you're going to find out there. 50% off back in stock. D3 is just the beginning of it. Survival Shield X2, 50% off back in stock. Atomic iodine, pure iodine, essential in the body. Played out in all the big fields, not the most of foods. Most of the seafood that has it, it's got mercury in it, so it's not good. This has no mercury. It's totally clean. 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion filter. That is $100 off retail, which is the lowest price ever. Emirates Essentials hand sanitizer with organic oil and essential oils. Three different smells of it with natural oil. It's got the peppermint. It has the eucalyptus, and then it also the lavender. And we've got the 8-pack power stack. That's 70% off at cost. DNA Force Plus is an amazing product. The PQQ Goku 10, 50% off. Living Defense, so good for your body, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com and 10-hour clean energy. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. All right, Josiah Dan, the evil nurse that exercises free speech, will let everybody have it. Give us a speech on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us. It's Sunday Live, free, uncensored, unfiltered.
we're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dan is a registered nurse. He gave a speech up in Connecticut about reopening the economy and went viral. He's here with us talking about why he did it on this live Sunday show. But pulling back and just believing it's the most deadly thing since death, it's the Grim Reaper on wheels,
it's blue cities and blue states and communist and socialist countries that are using this for a permanent martial law lockdown. The projections were millions dead, not 100,000 dead. They're putting the names of other people that die of other things on it. We know it's a fraud. And they said, oh, 15 days to bend the curve and flatten the curve and make sure the hospitals could have beds. It turns out the hospitals are empty pretty much. And now they tell us it's about getting rid of President Trump and getting rid of capitalism and the new Green Deal and saving the earth. Speak to that, Mr. Dan, and any other points you want to make. You've got the floor here in the next 9 minutes.
All right. So first off, what I would like to say is regarding my comments before with vaccines, I am for vaccine freedom of choice. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your body, but I would gladly give you information as to how to make a good choice when it comes to choosing if you're going to vaccinate yourself for anything. My first word of advice would be to read vaccine pamphlets, read what's in the vaccines, and read what they say about what can happen in your body, because they're required to give you that information when you receive a vaccine. Most facilities, they don't necessarily give you the vaccine pamphlet that comes with the vaccine vial out of the box. They'll give you a small informational leaflet. But ask for the actual pamphlet. Read the information and make your own self-determining choice, because we're all rational adults. And when it comes to our kids, we're making our best decision as to what we think should be done with our child's lives. And our children are the next generation that is going to take over when we're not alive anymore. We want them to be able to function effectively in society. That includes being not mentally handicapped and potentially autistic or having mood disorders or a number of other things that may actually be a byproduct of over-vaccination in general. The direction that you had asked about before, where I see things are going, I mean, I'm a religious guy. I'm a Christian. I look at what the Bible says, and I kind of evaluate things that I see in society based on my beliefs, what I see is true, is happening around me. And then I look at what does the Bible say about it, and I see some very interesting comparisons about what is prophesied in the Old Testament and the Book of Revelation. And
I was going to let you roll and interrupt, but you're so on target. If the Q people, nothing against them, a lot of them are great people, they do some great work, but whoever the supposed Q people are, I don't trust that. The Q followers, uh-huh. Nice folks. If Q was one-tenth as on target as Jesus Christ and John the Revelator, uh-huh. I would be following it. What Jesus said and what John the Revelator said is like, it's not like we're having to twist it. It matches exactly every time.
Yeah, that's the craziness, and that's what I was getting at. It's like, you know, when you see somebody advocating publicly to the entire nation and to actually the entire world, stating that, you know, we want to tattoo you with a nanoparticle tattoo so we can track you and make sure that you're healthy, but also is going to, contain all of your personal information, potentially your banking information. We might tie it to an electronic currency because, you know what, you can get sick from passing around paper currency, so we're going to eliminate that and use everything electronically. And
they cut to the MIT scientists going, Bill Gates hired us to have this chip that, you know, gets in the skin. Exactly. It's all happening.
Yep. And, in the Book of Revelation, it says this is going to be a mark placed on people's wrists and hands and forehead. And so there's direct linkages between what you see in the Bible and what you see is happening currently in society. And it's pretty wild to see it happening in my lifetime.
And those that are lazy will take it right on the head. Those that aren't will be on the wrist.
Yeah. Who knows what that headpiece is going to look like. But I think it has a lot to do with what we think. You know what I mean? Like this mark on the head is potentially like what do you actually believe? Yeah, maybe it's a chip, but...
I understand. The mark is your social credit score. Your brain, your action must agree to them. That means your head is in action with them, and your motion and your dynamic is in league.
You're following in step with what the world system wants you to do.
Which is what the Bill Gates patent says, is we'll be tracked by 5G, our every movement, and we'll be paid money according to following orders exactly.
Yeah. That's definitely the direction I see things going, and I hope that my willingness to stand up and say things about what is true, what I see happening in society around me, and looking at the history of my country and what happened with the writing of the Declaration of Independence and the writing of the Constitution and subsequently the Bill of Rights that gives us a lot of abilities to protect ourselves from federal and state government overreach. Looking at what's happening with that and seeing that we're having those things destroyed and advocated, particularly by the left, that we get rid of them, and some on the right doing the same thing, I think we need to really evaluate who we're voting for, number one. Number two, we need to educate ourselves and remember our history. And that's what my next speech, which I'm going to plug right now, is going to be about. So if anybody wants to come out and videotape me again, I'm going to be presenting another speech at the Connecticut Liberty Rally on Saturday, this coming Saturday, 5:30, that being the date. And I think this speech is going to be even more poignant than the first one that I gave. And there's a lot of good information in this speech. There's a lot of things to hopefully make people think about and analyze what's happening in our society. And we need to think about what's best, not just for, you know, the community of people that we live in. What is actually good for us as individuals, for human beings, for us as family units? Because that's where society starts, the foundation of the family.
Well, exactly. They're building a post-human world saying humans are bad, and people going along with it think it's for a greater good. They're heroes. No, they're not. You're going along with a deindustrialization plan that makes humans obsolete. The globalists admit in their own words, and they're now admitting, oh, this is about the new Green Deal. This is about the post-human world. This is about cutting carbon footprint. This is about you can't travel if you're non-essential, and the establishment decides who is non-essential. That's beyond racism. It's the ultimate form of tyranny.
Yep, and we still have a constitution, and we still got a Bill of Rights, and you know, that Declaration of Independence told us a lot of information about what happened in Britain, and look at what's happening now. So,
but if we don't enforce it, it's a dead letter, and that's what you're saying, is we've got to enforce this.
We as citizens in this country need to get off of our butts and stop sleeping. We need to realize that they're trying to destroy the very foundations of who we are as a country and subvert our sovereign authority to a global governance board. That makes zero sense.
What do you make of Bolsonaro coming out and saying he has his own communist cities? They're just locking everything down, arresting mothers, trying to sell fruit for their kids to eat. And he's ordering the police, stop arresting them or I'm going to arrest you. I mean, this is crazy.
You know what? I think you guys should listen to my next speech. I'm going to give you a little excerpt of a little teaser as to what it is going to partly contain. And then you can kind of ask me another question if you want. All right. So these are the abuses and the usurpations of which we speak. The will of the people has been usurped, and the voice of our representatives in the state, my state of Connecticut, our stores have been closed. Our livelihoods declared non-essential.
By the way, I didn't do this as a cliffhanger. We have a couple breaks an hour. They fired a certain time. Come back. Start over with the speech you're going to give next week. Josiah Dan is our guest. And real quickly, it is the best place for people to find you, ctlibertyrally.org?
So that's the organization that I'm actually presenting at. For me, if you go to my Facebook page and shoot me a message, so Josiah Dan is what I go by on Facebook. You can look me up that way if you want to send me a message.
Fantastic. Like, we're going to come back, my friend, because the person at the grassroots is the most important. The bottom is the top, ladies and gentlemen. You're doing a great job. And then we've got tomorrow's show coming up, which is going to be a rebroadcast. We'll be back live Tuesday, Lord willing. Please pray for us. Every day we're still on air is a blessing. But knowing people like Josiah is out there and that you're out there makes it all possible. Black, white, old, young, doesn't matter. You got red blood. You love God. You love justice. We're brothers and sisters together. I appreciate this great crew coming in on Sunday night to run this show. I love each and every one of you, all this great crew. From Savannah to Zach to Scott to everybody else, you're awesome.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every time I sit down in front of this microphone and I realize that there are literally millions of people tuning in, including our enemies, I just think, how do I explain to people? I'm not up here trying to say this to scare you. I'm just telling you what the globalists are really doing. And for those of us, like, I'll be honest. I mean, like, if I've got a buddy who's got a super hot wife, I feel guilty that I'm sitting there at dinner with him just thinking, my God, this woman's hotter than hell. And I feel guilty. My wife's incredibly sexy. But, I mean, God made me this way. You know, King David was lusting after people's wives. I mean, I can't help, but that's the kind of thing I have guilt about. It's like women. Like, just, and I'm not even jealous of guys that have super hot wives or whatever. I'm just kind of like, I want your wife. And I'm being honest about that. I would never want to have power over people or make them poor so I felt big about it or put poison in their vaccines or enslave people. But when you study globalists, they want control over everybody. I want prosperity. I want freedom. I want justice. And other parts of me that are sinful, and I admit are there, I've got under control. And I'm older now. I'm not like I used to be. But, you know, the point is that I'm definitely a sinner, and I'll admit it. But when you study the globalists, they're so evil that those of us that aren't like that, we have a blind spot. Well, you better get acquainted with the devil because he's acquainted with you. I mean, you better get acquainted with Jesus because this is real, folks. And I got a big story I didn't even get to. NASA discovers parallel universe where time flows backwards. We already told you all of this. That's in Forbes today. This is a simulation. It's a real simulation, but it's controlled by God. So I can rant and rave all day, and there I just told everybody what any red-blooded man knows, that we love women. It's just the final equation. The church tells you all day that's sin because they know every man sitting in the pews has lusted after somebody's wife. But they don't make it about banking cheating with Christ beating the money changers. They don't make it about enslaving people, keeping them dumb to control them. Christ said, suffer the little children, treat them as if they're me, because I will destroy you. That means not just children, but people that aren't as smart as you. We have to build people up when we are given more gifts than they are. Those gifts have been given to us to help others, not to be used against them. So that's my statement. But you, my friend, here with us, the registered nurse up in Connecticut who's gone super viral, exposing this tyranny. Another big speech coming up this Saturday. Mr. Dan, Josiah, give us a prelude of the speech that's coming up. So I didn't even know you had this speech ready. I said, give us the speech. Give us the speech now. Give us the prelude.
Yeah, I've been working on this one for since I gave the first speech, I guess. So here's an excerpt for you. And I would love to have you listen to the full speech when it gets posted, okay?
We will. Don't worry.
These are the abuses and usurpations of which we speak. The will and the voice of the people have been usurped, as has the voice of our representatives in the great state of Connecticut. Our stores have been closed, our livelihoods declared non-essential, our personal finances put in shambles, and our many cases completely decimated. Our children have been forced out of our schools funded by our tax dollars, and their access to the promise and guarantee of public education amidst their peers suspended for who knows how long. We have been denied access to private businesses to which we would otherwise have regularly frequented, many of which may never reopen, having gone out of business as a byproduct of these usurpations. The life's work of many of our small business owners and entrepreneurs have been destroyed, or at least severely frustrated and drastically decreased. The guaranteed rights of the people to peaceably assemble have been frustrated. The freedom of religion to peaceably assemble has been unequally applied, labeling churches and religious institutions non-essential, while allowing corporate interests like Home Depot, Walmart, Burger King, McDonald's, etc. to remain open for business. The faithful have been denied access to the sacraments, while fast food vendors freely distribute food to purchase. Let me be very clear. I'm merely setting a precedent as to what has happened in our history I didn't read this to you, but it's about the Declaration of Independence. And we demand redress for our grievances, and that logic and rational discourse take precedence over irrational media and government-induced hysteria and fear-mongering. If churches be allowed to open, the apparitioners forced to have temperature screenings and decreased capacity of meeting spaces, then the equal application of the law would dictate that corporations be subjected to the same. Otherwise, churches and religious centers would be unequally discriminated against, and the law would
exactly
be unequally applied.
It sets the precedent to violate the First Amendment. There is no jurisdiction. It's a direct assault on the First Amendment.
Yep. To the religious leaders of our communities, the pastors, priests, preachers, teachers, rabbis, clerics, imams, I have something to say. In the movie The Patriot, there is a scene where a pastor removes his wig and declares, "A shepherd must tend his flock and at times fight off the wolves. Your flocks are being scattered and no longer graze in the fields that were common to them. They are scattered to the hills and the foreign places depicted on their television screens, and the wolves are waiting at the gate. Please stand with your choice. Stand with your flocks. Follow the president who not yesterday but the day before now, declared houses of worship essential and should open right now. Worship together as soon as possible. Follow the guidelines, but open. There is indeed an unseen and invisible enemy at work amongst this nation, but it is not the coronavirus. I would submit to you that it is fear, spread through media outlets by often well-intended men and women, and a division that seeks to prevail over us. We all desire to attain safety and mutual respect, to care for our loved ones, and to make rational decisions as self-determining adults. Despite what you have been inspired to believe, we are one human race, one American people, and one nation under God, indivisible, seeking liberty and justice for all. That includes nail salon owners and barbers and hairstylists, mom-and-pop shops and home-based businesses.
Everyone is essential.
Yes, businessmen in all sectors of the economically disenfranchised. We are in your communities, and we will frequent your businesses, be your patrons, and stand with you against the unconstitutional overreach of executive orders that keep you mentally barred from opening your business doors.
All right, beautifully said. Well, I like to build up the people that are in the grassroots having a big effect. You've done a great job. Just as important as President Trump or anybody else out there, and I really appreciate you joining us, Mr. Dan. We've only got about a minute or two left. Anything else you'd like to add to viewers and listeners out there on this live Sunday show ahead of Memorial Day? Because a lot of people sacrificed their arms and legs and their bodies so we'd have some basic freedom, and it's all being just thrown to the wayside like it's garbage.
That's right. First thing I'd like to say is anybody that's out there that is a Christian, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and God, I would ask for you to pray for me because I'm probably going to get under some severe attacks after all this goes down. I hope to not lose my job. I hope to not have problems because I say things that my employer may not like, even though I'm not mentioning who they are. I want to take care of my family. I want to be a good dad, and I want to be a good husband to my wife. And
but
I
you know you're going to lose it all if you don't speak out now. And so other people have to, you're going to lose it all. We're going to lose it all because playing it safe. You've not played it safe, but playing it safe was the old system. Now playing it safe is death.
Mm-hmm. So I would ask for your support that you would pray for me. That would be, brother. A very big. And I think that people that are listening here that are willing to spread this message need to do so. Share it in whatever way you can. Send it out via your email list that you have of all your friends, because you know what? It's going to get blocked on social media. So send it out to your friends.
Exactly. You don't just say that. It's like the only way this dog hunts or the bird flies in the wind is you take action. All right, Josiah, Dan, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week as this unfolds. God bless you, and we thank you for your time. You're going to be great.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right, folks, I'm out of time, and I didn't hit the NASA news, and I didn't hit the Joe Rogan news, and I didn't hit all the rest of it, but we hit most of it. Great broadcast today. I want to thank the crew for the great job they've done. I want to thank the listeners and viewers and radio stations and TV stations that pick us up. Despite all the threats and all the demonization and all the lies, that no, we're just telling the truth. We're standing up for what's right. COVID-19 is a patented cold virus so that when they released it, everybody would get it and they could make us all suspects. So it is a real virus, but why is it weaponized? It's only man-made by the UN and Bill and Melinda Gates and the Chi-Coms so they can control the response to it. And that's why now everybody gets infected, and then anybody that dies of car wreck or being old, they say is COVID-19. That's the conspiracy. We've cracked the code. We know what they're doing. And now Fauci's admitting, open the economy. Oh, because they know we probably are already in an irrevocable depression. And so now they don't want to get the blame for keeping us shut. That's when you know the goose is cooked. When the UN goes, open up now. Too late, bitches. That's not too late for us. It's too late for you, New World Order. Too late for Soros and Xi Jinping and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. You're the ones going to prison. You're the one that get the blame. You did it. Nobody listens to your whore media. Burn in hell, globalists.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.